Up dog fella, look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform, Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fellas,
Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
The lads.
Fella.
My man.
The fella tour continues, and I sound like I'm on a fella tour.
It's just one of those mornings, fella. It's been a... I thought those IVs might have got you back in the game, though, but I think it's the desert air.
Took two IVs, a few other
Maybe
things.
You IV'd yourself right out of the sweepstakes.
I'll tell you what, I didn't feel... We're gonna touch on the fella tour in Toronto and Uppies World, but I didn't feel bad when we woke up. Maybe that's because we had the 4:45 p.m. flight. I got on that bird, felt all right, got home, and then I woke up Sunday, and it was like I got hit by a truck.
But, yeah, I felt good.
Yeah, we're here, baby.
I almost got back and went and, you know, it was our friend Craig Manchester's wife,
normal.
Carol's birthday.
You're not normal, though.
I know. I almost went out.
Yeah.
Which would have been crazy, but I had a nice shower, and then I was done. Then I went horizontal like my partner here, and I was Tony Dungy. But then I had a nice, I had a beautiful Sunday. Woke up, no kids in the house, right? So I was like, what am I going to do? Felt if it was quiet.
Whatever you want.
It was whatever I want. I texted you. Feel like kind of like, wow, this is nice.
Did you feel like the old up dogger?
No, not really, because I definitely wouldn't have been staying in on a Saturday if it was the old up dog. But no, listen, I got up, hot yoga, like
you'd love it that lately, huh?
Then this hot sauna, and then that just sweats all the mess, all the evil out of you.
I went to the spa at the Bay Club, and I apologized to Todd Pickup and the management at Bay Club that the stuff that was coming out of me in that steamer was not perfect. It was not perfect. The sounds. People in there, these old boys in the change room must have been like, what is going on? I sounded like a rhinoceros back there, just like, trying to get it out of me. So, but we continue, baby. Fellow tour continues. Up dog, let's start right here. DraftKings Sportsbook, right at the entrance to TPC, Scottsdale. We got number 18, I believe, right behind us. The stretch of 15 to 18 right here. Number one is right over here. We're here, fella. This is the calm before the storm.
Yeah, this place is a spectacle. It's really put a sports bar and a little sports book to another level. This is on steroids.
Yeah.
And thanks to our friends here at DraftKings for hosting us this weekend. We're excited to be here. We checked into a pretty sick pad. We'll talk about that. Tricky to get in here. It's not easy to get in here. This is a, you know, for everyone out there who listens. If you've ever been to the Waste Management Open, you know what we're talking about. But every year, this thing gets bigger and bigger. The build-out is crazier than the Kentucky Derby, than an F1 race, than the Super Bowl. This place is a city amongst hooligans who are here drinking, gambling, extracurricular activities in the bird's nest. It's crazy.
You'll see the drunkest people in the world here. You're never going to see more than your drunk people here. And there's cops everywhere here, but they just continue to wave them out. Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, totally.
You can be as drunk as you want, but just don't be drunk here.
You're exactly
right. Get right out. So, yeah, this DraftKings Sportsbook is next level, buddy. Yeah. We're going to be in here Thursday. Me and you shooting some content, betting on stuff. I'll tell you what, open bar.
Open bar?
You buy a ticket to this place, open bar, free food. Think about it. It's not a bad deal. Thank you to getting us the sick pad. Unbelievable yeah. pad.
Pad's great.
I slept like shit for, I think the desert dry air, eh? Like, fucking in one. But then 7 o'clock in the morning, this fucking guy with a leaf blower. Like, I just opened my door and I was like, what the fuck are you doing, bud? And he was just like, did you get a memo on that, that it was coming?
Or? I didn't, but I'll just say this in my head when it woke me
did
up.
Did you hear
it? Yeah, yeah, I heard it, but I heard it. And, you know, we had to be up. I had my alarm set roughly, you know, 5 or 10 minutes after that. So I was kind of up ready to rock. I wanted to grab some coffee. Thanks to my boy A. Hall for setting up the coffee this morning. But I knew that if this was on Thursday or Friday morning,
you might help him
you
out.
You wouldn't have just opened the door and yeah, you would have just opened the door and said something. You probably would have tossed the guy in the pool.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a lawnmower, everything just right in the pool.
Well, if it was Friday morning, I might still been up. Like, fella, what do you need me to do? Grab a bag? What do you need some help here, buddy? But I mean, Tuesday morning of the wasted management, you got to think the boys are probably getting some rest before the week starts off.
Rest,
right?
But we want that lawn to look good back there.
Was it bad?
Yeah, you don't want to get it hairy. And for everyone out there, you don't want to come to the waste management open with a hairy lawn. Yeah, you got to trim it up. You got to be ready to rock. And that's what those guys were out there doing. They were actually helping us out.
Yeah, yeah. I went out there, took a piss last night. I didn't see many leaves, but it was dark out there. So, no, to whoever the guy was, way to get up and do your job.
Big fella, this next preview, a Waste Management Open preview, is brought to you by our friends at Adidas Golf.
The Wasted Management Updog, like you said, we're at the DraftKings Sportsbook here. Let's put some bets in for the fellas. I'm going to go first. I'm going to take to win this. Actually, we'll go the other way. For a long shot, I'm going to go at plus 5,000. I'm going to go Ricky Fowler. He's been hanging out at Big Canyon. He's been playing golf with Will Tipton and Tom Doherty and Double D. I saw him in there having some nice lunch the last couple days before he headed up to the American Express in Pebble. I think at plus 5,000, I mean, if he can get his wand going, he's already won here before. I think for a long shot bet, that's unbelievable.
Okay. Can I do a long shot?
Yep.
I got two-time, actually 2021 Masters champ, Matsuyama.
Oh, yeah.
He's a 50-1 odds to win this week. Playing pretty good. And he's in the middle of the pack for the gambling, so if you like to tickle that, you go with a guy that's got a little bit of experience, and you know he's probably a guy that you're not going to see in the bird's nest this week. So that's why you might want to maybe tickle him, just sprinkle it in there. You're not going to see him up on stage with like Dierks Bentley. You might see Ricky up there. You hope.
Yeah.
You hope.
And then I got for a top 10 at plus 175, just kind of a little insurance bet, I would say, fellas, for this. I got Max Homa. You know, played Pebble last week where they got rained out. He wasn't great there. But just for Max, for me, is his consistency. Like, when I watch him play now, like, even when he's off a little bit, his misses are not that bad. And I just think he likes it around here. He likes the atmosphere around here. I just think he's going to be in the mix. So at plus 175 for our boy Max Homa, top 10.
I like that. Listen, I'm going to go top 10. Cam Young. Nice. I like the way this guy is. He's clean cut. He's fresh.
Can I tell you a Cam Young story before you get
please.
In? So when I went to the Hero Open with Billy Quinn, and I had Mac Miller with me. And it's just, there's not many people there, right? Every time Cam Young walked by Mac Miller, he was just like,
he's my
like,
guy.
I don't even mean,
I'm
like,
glad I picked
I'm kind him. Of a big guy, right? He didn't even, I didn't even faze him. He was just like,
he feels.
And then he gave this one on the way by, like the look around. I'm like, this guy's got some swag.
He's feeling it.
Right?
That's like, what you call feeling it.
He's just checking my chick out right in front of me, which I respect.
I might even pick him to win now, too.
I'm just telling you, I meant to tell you that.
Because I'll tell you what, this isn't the Hero Challenge. There's going to be a million of Mac Millers out there right now.
No, I know.
He's going to be fired
up. Maybe he won't be able to concentrate then, or he'll be fired up.
See, I always look at the other
He's either going to leave his legs in the bedroom, or he's going to be finding the hole on and off the course. Eh? He's either going to be just rolling them in either way. But
that's great.
He's got swag. That's the point. See, he's got some real good swag.
Well, he's my top 10 pick at plus 360 because he's got some swag.
And he bombs it. So if it gets wet here, if it rains like it's supposed to, there's no roll. He hits it, carries it fucking 320. And then for my winner at plus 1,000, I already put it in here at DraftKings Sportsbook, Justin Thomas. Been playing great. Was in the mix at the American Express. Was in the mix last week at Pebble. Has a chip on his shoulder from last year, missing the playoffs. And I just heard him say a couple weeks ago, or maybe after last week's Pebble, he's like, I'm trending in the right direction. And you know, Uppy, as like a professional athlete, when you're feeling good mentally and physically, and you have the tools that JT has, he gets that putter going. That's who I got. I got JT, 1,000 to win 10. Come on, fella, get her rolling.
I like that. Listen, I'm going to share with our listeners, when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, Obes, you can just, there's so many different things you can tickle. One thing I saw today when I came in here, I like tickling.
I know you do.
So listen, Scottie Scheffler, you got to expect with the withdrawals of Hovland and Xander Schauffele this weekend, with weather being involved, because we're going to see a little bit of rain, that you fall on a guy. I heard you talking earlier how much of a pro the Scottie Scheffler is, his ball striking, working on a short game over in Bahamas. Who does that when you're not laying out, getting a tan? Yeah. You're Tiger, you're probably having a few and you're working out. Well, this guy's working on a short game, so expect him right now to lead after round one and to win for plus 25 hundi. That's not
after
a bad
round one.
He leads after round one and he goes to win the tournament. Long shot bet.
Good odds, though.
But good odds, because, listen, Hovland, a hell of a player, not playing, withdrew. Xander Shifley, same thing, withdrew. He's got, you know, the field's now cut short. Expect him to come out and just be like, this is maybe a toss-up for me. I'm gonna go.
So you can get him at plus 2,500 to lead the first round and win the tournament.
Yes.
Wow, because him to win the tournament, I think, is something like minus 250 or something.
Yeah,
like
minus 250.
So you just turn that into a plus 2,500.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a smart bet. I like that.
All I'm doing is helping my listeners out.
He's another guy if he gets the putter going. He putts like me and you some days out there. last thing about our fellow tour pad that the updog dialed in, the former Arizona Coyote. We woke up this morning, he said we had a nice coffee, and the first thing on our agenda was, we got to get that hot tub smoking.
Yeah.
So we're back there, both of us, teamwork, I'm reading the thing, you're doing that. So our hot tub will be cooking for the boys when we get back for a little soak. You got to have the tub. You can't, nothing worse than jumping, cold, tub's not working. You can't. NHL.
Listen, it's all about the hot tub. It's soaking the bones when the bones get tough. And listen, shout out to our boy G-Money. Garrett.
G-Money, G-Man. G-Money might be a good one for him, actually.
Drove the Fella Tour bus from Newport Beach to Scottsdale yesterday. Picked us up at the airport. Came. We took him, our boy Max Miller here, took us out for a nice dinner. And, Garrett. But just shout out to our boy G-Money. He's on his first Fella Tour, and he's driving the Sprinter van around. What a guy.
Yeah. Speaking of Max, it's probably a good time. We've got one more show tomorrow that we're going to do with him. But we're losing our boy. 4 years, right, Max? 4 years it's been. Listen, there's been ups and downs. I mean, we were walking over the National Bridge, and I think I turned to him and I said, what the fuck were you thinking? There's been some fellow tours where he was the drunkest guy, for sure. But yeah, thanks to Maxie, man. 4 years of, or going into our fourth year where he's, listen, put up with mainly me more than you, bugging him, but we've all grown together, and we're going to miss the fella.
Yeah. You touched on the fun parts, but this guy works his absolute balls off, and he's a pro.
He's got to listen to us.
I don't think it's going to be his last Fella Tour. He's moving on to bigger and better, and he's single and he's ready to rock. So heads up, ladies, and
check him out at Max Miller Instagram. He's single and he's feeling it. So I mean, a couple pictures from the Fella Tour. He looked like talking about G Money. It was Max Money. So, anyways, thanks Max Miller for everything, fella. We will be right back here at Missing Curfew. Up dog fella, let's talk a little Lucy.
Big fella, Lucy is upping the nicotine pouch game with Breakers. Pouches packing a little something extra inside, fella.
They sure are, fella. Breakers has either 4 or 8 milligrams of tobacco-free, 100% pure nicotine for you fellas out there who need that nicotine punch. 6 delicious flavors, unique ones like apple ice or espresso, and classics like mint and mango, up dog.
So break up your dusty gas station pouches and go to lucy.co/curfew and use promo code
curfew
to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code
curfew
to get 20% off and always free shipping.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Fella, we got to talk about Jägermeister. No chirping, no running its mouth. Let's just talk about the confidence on these guys.
Our friends at Jägermeister sent us this ad read to read on the show, fella. But they're confident that they said, don't do any of that normal ad stuff. Tell the listeners two things. Jägermeister's great, and everyone's been drinking it wrong. Well, if that's the case, how the hell do you think we should be drinking it?
Up dog, that's a great question. Ice cold, fella. At 0 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact. Ice cold shots of Jägermeister. That's it, my man. That's all they want to tell you. Damn, that's cold.
Just remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York.
Welcome back to Missing Curfew. Up is world. Party time. Fella tour. He's a dying breed. I can't keep up with him. Guy's a machine. How old are you? Are you sure you're 40, bro? You're like Benjamin Button. Yeah. Man. Is that whatever you got in that hyperbaric chamber or whatever up at your house, it's working.
I did get in there yesterday.
You haven't lost a stride yet. You haven't lost a step in your game.
I'm trying to. There's been many a time someone's tried to take me down, but you got to just keep moving, brother. Keep moving. That.
If you're not moving, you're dying.
Yeah, if you don't move, they'll start throwing dirt on you.
Yeah. Fella Tour Toronto, up dog. Take us there.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we even start? First of all, thanks to, thanks to some people, Kit Cywear in Vancouver for the sponsorship, Crown Royal, Patron, our friends at Park Restaurant, Travis, thanks for stopping by, jumping on our podcast, the Wayne Gretzky Basement, what a time. Thanks to Ty, Tristan, and Trevor for hosting us there. That was a incredible pod having them on, and a good chance to dive in and see some of Wayne's old, memorabilia. See a bunch of people who haven't probably met the boys or whatever. It was a great time to get involved, and for us, it's been our third All-Star game. I think that was our third All-Star
Vegas,
game.
Florida, Toronto,
and shit show. Toronto's a shit show. I mean, the mecca of hockey isn't perfect to go in and think you can just, buzz around and do this and do that. But I feel for these guys. They had them doing everything. I mean,
I talked to a PR guy from a team I'll leave unnamed, and he just said it was just a gonk show with so many media responsibilities for these players. And I mean, everybody was there from a media perspective, right? Like, not that they're not there other ones, but it's just like, it just felt so much bigger than Vegas and Florida. Florida, we were just balling around doing whatever we wanted. Plus, you played there, right? And then in Vegas, we had the hookups because of Pickup and Riley. And in Toronto, it was just everywhere we went, it seemed like every media guy was there. It was just like,
it was a good chance. I mean, we snuck over to the All-Star Skills Comp. We got there an hour before. You and I are doing our thing, and security guards just everywhere. And our Fella Tour pass usually gets us passed. We're just going to go talk to our boy Talk here.
Yeah.
Guy's like, nah. We're like, what? Last year we were basically in the dressing room. I was throwing, Ovechkin tape last year.
Yeah. I had a meeting with A Hall about a week before we left, and I just said, hey, fella, like,
it's going to be a little tricky.
It's going to be a little tighter than Vegas and Florida. But I mean, tight is what it was more than tight. It was Fort Knox. I mean, at one entrance, they had four security guys and a cop. I'm like, who do you think's coming in here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we used to play in the NHL. We got media pass. We're just chilling. And they're just eyeing us. And like, finally, after about 35, 40 minutes, I'm like, Uppy, let's get out of here. These guys they can't wait to arrest somebody here. Yeah, we're like licking their chops. I get it. Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, it's the mecca. But take a chill pill, man. It's All-Star Weekend. And we're just sitting around trying to shoot a little content.
Throwing parties. Everyone's throwing a party, by the way.
Speaking of throwing parties, let's get onto the good stuff in Uppy's world here. Listen, you want to talk about an all-time, all-beauty, tough team that came to our party? You ready for this one, boys? Rick Tocchet, Ty Domi, Chris Chelios, Mark Messier, and Brendan Shanahan.
And Keith Tkachuk.
And Big Walt. Sorry, Walt, I can't forget you. You're an absolute beauty. Now, if something would have happened and there was a party after fight, I like the Missing Curfew party.
Yeah,
no one was taking us down.
Yeah.
No one was taking us
down. We got a couple lefties. We got a couple guys that throw both ways.
Bring it on. And we got guys that can all play, too. So if you want to play, we can play at skill, too, or we can chuck them.
I would be shy to throw Travis into the mix there, too.
Travis would have been first man in.
Yeah.
Another thing, jumping it up his world here, is our step and repeat was beyond National League, thanks to Travis and Park Avenue. But me and you didn't get one pick together on step and repeat. And I looked back, and I kind of blamed you. And then I looked through the pictures, and you were in way more pictures than me. I was in, like, two pictures. So I think it was my own fault that we didn't. But that's
your family there. I mean, shout out to your sister, stop by, and your boys. You had a good crew there, but it was just tricky. It was tricky because when we walked in, it was, we had the paparazzi out front, but we walked in and we had to keep our heads down, and we got in there. And at some point you did mention, hey, Uppy, like, let's put the drinks down and go get a photo. And I'm like, yeah. And then I just disappeared.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. And I get moving and I'm feeling it. And by the way, the DJ.
Sick.
Unbelievable. Sick. I actually followed him on Instagram. I got to throw him a shout out. I'll thank him. I got a great picture with him too, by the way. But
he was unreal.
Yeah.
And you mentioned my sister, Katie O'Brien, came. Shout out to my two boys, the franchise Cramper, Sarah Bevan and her husband, Josh, and Katie Rutherford. That was my high school crew. But my sister was a little nervous when she got there, right? She's like I said, hey, this is me and Uppy's party. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Do whatever. It doesn't matter. Trust me. Like, you're fine here. So then she started loosening up and started having a good time. And she turned to me at like midnight and was like, I don't want to leave. Can you get me home? I'm like, I don't know if I can guarantee I can get you to Kendall. And Porter's got hockey at 10:30. But the true O'Brien came out in her. She got a little taste of it. So I'm not the only degenerate. Deep down, she has it too. She could get it from her dad.
Yeah.
She didn't want to leave.
Totally.
She was having a time.
No, and it's great. And shout out to PK Subban who stopped by.
Cabby,
Clayton Keller, Brady Tkachuk. You know, just a great crew of guys. And, you know, we appreciate it. There was a lot of parties going on that week. You know, we.
Tons.
Like Joey Scaleri threw one. You know, Bieber had one night. I mean, it was just a good buzz in the city. And we brought the good weather. We brought the California weather there. They hadn't seen sunshine in like 2 months. So,
weather was,
you know, you guys are welcome. But, you know, for us, that's our fellow tours are bread and butter.
Yeah.
We get out there. It's a nice place to front face with a bunch of dudes, bunch of guys.
Front face?
Yeah.
A little front face.
They get to see us.
What'd you think of the Bieber party? Now, granted, fellas, we didn't have the passes that got up top with Matthews and the boys that were the actual All-Stars. So maybe there was some extracurricular stuff going on up there that was a little better. But for the most part,
I didn't know there was an up top.
Matthews and the boys were up top.
Ah.
Me and PJ tried to get in. They weren't having it, which gotcha. I get. Hey, listen, if you got to be an All-Star, you got to have a certain pass get up there. I get up there. I did look up. It didn't seem like.
No,
like,
it wasn't like Park Ave. Wow. It wasn't our party.
No, I wasn't like, oh, wow.
No chance.
And then I just thought the Bieber party was, you know, too big.
Too big.
You know what I mean? I didn't think it was great.
Well, there's like 5,000 people in there.
But I do want to say, I thought Justin Bieber in general was great all weekend. I thought the way, you know, he went out for warm-up and then how much he wanted to win and how good of a coach he was, the jacket he had on. Every interview I thought I'd seen him do, honestly, I thought Bieber couldn't have been better for the NHL that weekend.
No, you thank a guy like that for giving that time.
He could have got some passes up top.
Yeah, he could.
The ice dunk kick.
Biebs, I had golf with you last year.
Give the boy some passes.
I golfed with you. I beat you. I didn't even take your money. I mean,
did he make a pay?
No, he didn't pay
anything. Wow, Biebs, he must really like you because he makes everyone
pay. He must have had to be somewhere. But no, he definitely didn't pay.
Wow.
And here and there. But. I golf with
that's
you.
Not like you to let anyone off the hook for.
No, he made a couple big putts coming down the stretch too, which I was the first guy up to like fist pump, but he found his game on the back nine.
You're tough to even get a blue light special out of. Like a blue light special, fellas, is like, you know, you win $300, you're like, give me 200, give me 250, I'll blue light you. Not this guy.
No,
Madison. Especially since he's had kids too, you really don't blue light. You know, that's diapers free and food.
It's because I only get to play once a week, bro.
Well, you're still winning.
You know? It's a scratch.
Are you down to a scratch? Plus one.
This is a little fucking handicap.
You hit a 340. You hit a 340.
I know. I'd like to size up some of these pros out here this week.
You didn't get the pro-am again, did you?
No. DraftKings, I ask you one thing. All right. I don't ask a lot. Get me in the pro-am?
Get the fella in the pro-am.
Love to.
But yeah, thank you, Travis. All the boys that came to our party. The city of Toronto, for the most part, was unbelievable. It was just around that Scotiabank Arena. But everything outside of that was National League.
It was National League. Gobs.
Up his world. Party time. Fella tour. Missing curfew. I don't even know if I can bark with my throat.
Arr.
Dog of the week. Listen, Boone Jenner, fella, I called you out. I would have taken you last in the draft if I was going to be the all-star pick. I like you as a player, but I just didn't think, you know, with all those guys there. Well, you proved me wrong, fella. You took the bubble off. You scored a goal in the all-star game. So that's why he's the missing curfew dog of the week. Good for him, Uppy. He's from around the Toronto area. I love that he took the fishbowl off for the All-Star game and then stuck it up my ass and scored a goal. So Boone Jenner, good for you. I've never heard nothing but good things about him, but he's a missing curfew. Dog of the week, fella.
Dog of the week.
Did you see his goal? It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was.
It was really
nice. Another little shout-out. A second-tier dog of the week to Tom Wilson.
Really?
Hometown kid. He's having a baby soon, which is why we let him off the hook for not getting to our party. But Willie.
Good guy, though.
Good for you. First All-Star game in your hometown. Well done, fella.
Yeah, he second All-Star game was in Vegas, but he came to he texted me after. He said, "Hey, I love you and Ups." He goes, "It was a zoo for me." He goes, "I had family, and you mentioned his wife's expecting, and he had, you know, 15, 20 people there." We're gonna get to Clayton Keller in this little segment right here, but Kells is a good kid, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. It's Get This Guy a Beer, presented by our good friends at Labatt Blue.
Get this guy a beer.
Get this guy a Blue Light.
Big fella, presented by our friends Labatt Blue Light, the pristine Pilsner. Enjoy your beers together so you can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer. Labatt, USA, Buffalo, New York.
Get this guy, Labatt Blue, fella. We got to start with Poppy. Awesome Matthews. It was his city, his skates. You picked him out. The little access that we did get before the DraftKings skills competition, you said, Obi, look at Matthews' skates. They were fire.
Tight. Yeah, oh, CCM. Fire, right? That's the only good thing CCM does is Matthews' skates. Everything else is very, very not perfect. I was always a Bauer guy, too. Always a Bauer guy, but you did get the new sticks.
I had to use the CCM stick when I went back down to the jungle in San Diego.
Yeah.
Crusty old Bob Murray.
Yeah.
I don't care how many games you got in the NHL, you're using the CCM stick. I'm like, okay, Bob, you're the fucking man. Anyways, I was like, yes, Jimmy, I like their twigs. I did like their twigs, but I was a Bauer guy.
You're a Bauer guy.
I bought Porter, my nephew. I bought him head-to-toe Bauer. It's no disrespect to CCM. I was always a Bauer
guy. I guess times are changing, but what they're doing right now is making Austin Matthews the most sexiest skates on planet Earth. They had the yellow and like a little pink in them. They were badass.
Badass.
Did you get any things of that, Princey? Any pictures of his wheels? Nice.
Sure, he did. Princey killed it. He's for a star over the weekend there. I told him, though, not one game is not a season make like Rob Niedermeyer used to tell me. You know, you come in here today, you better get that social media humming, kid. We'll put you right back on the fourth line, Princey. We'll put you right back down, bud. But good for Matthews. I think he did a great job of representing the city of Toronto. He had his boy Bieber, like we said, behind the bench. He had Marner, Nylander, Riley with them. I think it's fitting that he was MVP. What do you get? What kind of card do you get? I don't even know. He's probably going to sell that, right?
I don't know, but he's a big part of winning the $1 million for his boys. So, you know, I'm sure they all split that nice and evenly. Any rumors on what they did after with the cash? Or
I don't know. What's that girl, Nelly Furtado? I think had a concert on Saturday night. Maybe put in there. I don't know what they did.
Nelly Furtado?
Was it Nelly Furtado? Yeah, I think it was Nelly Furtado, bro. I don't even know how I do that.
Yeah, like the one that sings that, fly like.
Is that it? Is that it?
I don't even know. Not fly like an eagle.
But listen.
I'm like a bird.
You're talking about $1 million. We got to get this guy Labatt Blue 2. Connor McDavid.
I mean,
A-Hall, our boy said, A-Hall, we should have put some scratch on it. We never did. I had Barzell, who almost got in there. But Connor McDavid wins the skills. Wins the fastest skater, he said, for the first time in 2 years. Only fitting in Toronto, his hometown, that he wins that, right?
Yeah. Fastest stick handler. That stick handler drill looked insanely tough. I would have fell over 10 times.
That would have probably been the event you might have taken off, eh? We say, obviously, just take no stick handler. No, you didn't have to do every event, so you could take a couple off.
It would have been great. It would have been great TV.
No.
I would have fallen and taken someone out, a camera guy, maybe a referee in the corner. Something would have been funny. I would have loved to do that. I would have went full speed. It would have been great.
You would have taken BX out, Kevin Weeks out, all the media guys that are trying to interview. Look out, Updog's coming through here. So congrats to both those absolute superstars. I tell you what, the league's in great hands when it comes to superstar talent. It's unbelievable. You mentioned this earlier, but get these guys Labatt Blue, Brady Tkachuk, Clayton Keller, coming over to the Shaker after the skills competition. I mean, those two kids have been unbelievable to us. Big Walt, like we said, was there, but Brady, he's just a good kid, man.
Yep.
Big boy.
Totally.
Fuck, is he big.
I know.
I looked at him, I'm like, dude.
Look at this old man, the size of the legs of Brady.
Holy.
And then you're like, where do you get those? And then you just have to look at his old man on the couch and you go, okay, I understand.
Crazy.
They're like farm animals, man.
Oh, dude.
They're like, you know, right out of the womb, just herding cattle.
Yeah.
Just big forearms, hands, heads.
Yeah, I said, fella.
Big boys.
I love the way, and listen, the season's not going great for Brady, and it's hurting him. He thought they were going to be better than they are. I said, the way you're playing is unbelievable. I go, I don't know if you should be leading the team in fights, though. And he kind of said, I know, Holmes, it's just kind of happening. And that's when you play the way that Brady Tkachuk plays and you have balls and you're a leader, that stuff's going to happen.
Well, look at Getsy, the way he plays.
Exactly.
Same way. Your team sucks. You're pissed off at the way your team plays. Your fans are booing you. You go out and you take pride in the way you are as a human, you are as a player, and you start saying, I'm going to take this in my own hands and beat everyone up.
And he lives in Ottawa.
I know.
So that's probably like when he's like driving the rink, he's probably already a little ticked, right? Like
I think so.
Probably here for 8 years. Why?
Yeah, it's easier to lose when you're in, Florida.
Yeah. You left the rink probably not too pissed some nights, eh? When you get out there and you Alpina put the window down, you're like, ah, fuck it. We lost 3-2. We played hard. But Clayton Keller, Kells, I love this kid. He may stop by here this week and say hi to us, but Red Harbor 60 having dinner.
Yeah.
That was a little pricey for the lads. But anyways, what can you do, eh? It's a write off, Updog. I look over and there's Clayton Keller having dinner with his mom. I mean, what a great kid. I mean, that's what it's all about. Have his mom in there. She flew in from Arizona with him. This kid's the nicest kid ever. So I wanted to give him some love for that. I just thought that was pretty cool.
He's a stud. And how many All-Star games is that? 5 for Kells?
Ever since we've been doing missing curfew.
Five. I think it's 5. It wasn't his first one in Vegas. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's playing good too. I tell you what, he looked the little bit that I watched. Well, we actually watched it when we landed in the sprinter van. He was with on Matthews' line in that 3-on-3, and he was just throwing sauce to Matthews. I'm like, imagine you put Kelt. Like, hey, listen, we're gonna talk about best on best, USA.
I know.
Look out.
Heads up. Yeah.
You know, we got 97 and 29 and 87, but I mean that America. I just thought Kels playing with Matthews looked so sick.
Kels would have been, you know, we chose our guys that were going to get drafted last in our last podcast. Kels should have been is like an undercover guy that you would pick like maybe top five, like in a 3-on-3 skills. Like, good luck getting the puck from that guy.
He's nasty.
Last but not least on the get this guy a Labatt blue light, and I might be an outlier here for saying this, but Nikita Kucherov.
Okay.
I had a laugh. I had a belly laugh like I haven't had in a long time watching him in the drill where he had to pass the pucks at those stupid squares. Okay, like when he first came off, I think, you know, from TV, I don't know if it was as funny from TV as it was probably in person, but watching him with that, the little curve he's got, the toe curve, and his stride and his... You know what? He could have took the whole thing off and stayed in Miami and paid the fine. But he went out there.
But there's some good Russian bars in Toronto. So yeah. He's like, I'm going to go up there.
And he made an absolute joke of that drill, which I think was a tricky drill to begin with. How do you do almost impossible to like set up a proper passing like skills competition, right? When you think
I'm going to get into it later.
That would have been the tricky one to do. But I think, you know, a lot of people out there are saying, you know, I don't know.
I heard, you know what, I should say the media guy's name, but I'm not going to because I think we're already not really loved in the media world. But I heard some pigeon up there saying that people think because of his energy or his effort in the skills competition that he shouldn't have a chance to win the Hart Trophy.
Yeah, if those words
that's
came out
absolutely
of someone,
ridiculous.
It has nothing
like,
to do with that.
Are you guys nuts? Like, who cares what he does in the skills competition? He's having an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
I still believe Nate McKinnon will be the Hart Trophy winner. But that should not affect anything that Kucherov does.
What if he has
Stanley Cups? Yeah. He's already been a Hart Trophy winner. Like you said, he could have just went to Miami and paid the fine.
Last but not least, what if his hips like bothering him that day?
Yeah.
What if he's got a sore back? Guarantee whoever said that never played the game.
No, this guy never played the game.
There, exactly.
And I'd like to say his name, but I'm not going to. And last but not least, get this guy Labatt Blue, Nate Dogg.
The Nate Dogg.
His backhand spink dink goal in the All-Star game. I was sexy on the sprinter van watching it with you. I was like, I don't even know how he did it. He stopped, and just like that, boom, boom, bar down.
Well, like he scored last night against the Rangers. What a goal coming through the zone. He shoots the puck at full speed. Well, this Obi was a shot, and as the puck was going to his backhand, he's at the bottom of the hash marks. He's still 10, 15 feet away from the net, and he just does a chip shot. It's like
a little 60-degree wedge, eh? Like,
yeah, it's a scissor. It's like a little butter knife. Just, yeah. And it had the right trajectory. Bar down, bar Mexico, as our boy Maxie was saying. Incredible goal.
Yeah, Jimmy,
that's what we want to tune in and watch when we watch the All-Star game.
Did you hear? Did you hear McKinnon talking to Matthews? Like, you change your twig every game, bro. Why the fuck do you change your twig every game? He's like, I just do. That was like Vinny LeCavier. I get to Tampa, every game day new stick and practice. He maybe practiced one, but every day new stick. His stick rack. I mean, it was once I got to know him. Like, Vinny, you got 70 sticks on your rack here. He's like, I use one every game.
So I think it was like different. It was like a different lie or different length or everything, right?
Yeah,
it was a different, full different curve.
Yeah, I like the behind the scenes, and that's going to lead into our milk carton here. It's milk carton time here at Missing Curfew. Listen, I thought the draft, Ahol made a good point about the draft. Like, you bring these kids out, and they had to carry the entire draft, right?
Yeah.
They're talking the entire time, so good on these captains. That's not easy. We know this since we've gotten better, hopefully, since we started, but it's not easy to carry an entire hour show. So good on the All-Stars that did that, the captains. But listen, I'm putting the NHL on the milk carton. You make these guys sit there in track pants and their jersey and skates and just sit there for an hour of getting drafted. Why not get a sick back room like this, back in the room with a bar where there's cameras, where they're mic'd up, being like, when am I going to get drafted? I can't believe this guy didn't pick me. You could have got so much better content behind the scenes, had these guys in their sick suits, sitting there, wine, beer, Crown Royal, blue lights, whatever you need, and all mic'd up and be like, oh, can you believe that Upshaw went ahead of me? That's a joke. Don't have them sitting there in their skates freezing their bag off. I talked to a couple guys like, we were freezing. It was an embarrassing look. I just think they can do a much better job. So that Updog, I'm putting the NHL on the milk.
And that was for TV, right, Oaks?
Yeah.
So for TV, you could do it you'd do it in this DK Sports Lounge.
You could do it so anywhere. Much cooler.
Do it in the Ritz-Carlton.
And then they walk out in their sick suits,
yeah,
right? Or somebody had a good idea like Sid did. You send a kid out in their jersey. A kid comes out, gets to skate out like Crosby did.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the boys come out
and then they tune back to the boys in the bar.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Just having a glass of wine, sitting with their wife or kids and bullshitting and be like, I can't believe you took so-and-so. I just think there's more content to get there. I think it's a good idea with the draft. I just didn't like seeing these National League All-Stars that are all making 10 bananas, 8 bananas, sitting there in their track pants waiting to get drafted. It's like, come on, man. Wouldn't do that in hoops.
No, you wouldn't do it in hoops.
You know? You wouldn't do it in football.
And then a shout out to, I think that what the NHL did do right is the girls. The girls All-Star game, they all look great when they came out. Listen, they were actually done up. The stuff I seen, they were actually done up and they got to look proper. They weren't wearing track suits and stuff. They came out looking like, you know, they fresh looking out of
like
the shower.
Like a movie star.
Fresh out of the shower, movie star.
Happy birthday to Dawn Cherry, 90 years young.
Yeah, like the Toronto and Montreal, the women's game, I think it's sold out in like 3 hours.
Awesome.
But they are getting, you know, I sat and had lunch, breakfast with a friend of mine, Frank, in Toronto. And he had said, like, these games are electric. You know, it's $1,000 to get a seat for a Toronto Maple Leafs game. You go there for a third the price. And these girls are playing almost harder than the Leafs probably play. And it's exciting. So that's incredible for our game.
Yeah, the Leafs are a prime example. I haven't yet to watch a full game, but I followed on social media and I've seen some clips where these girls are playing hard. They're playing so hard that I've noticed online that they're starting to gain some traction on if they should let hitting be legal in girls' hockey and women's hockey. Like, people are like, why don't we just let these girls hit? Because they're already playing this hard.
Yeah.
And I have seen some
physical.
I have
tell
seen some highlights where there's been more hits than I've seen in the Toronto Maple Leafs game. Mm-hmm. And that is 100% a fact. And you could ask Sheldon Keefe, he'd probably agree with you. He blasted the guys the other night, last night when they lost the Islanders. But good on the girls, man. Like you said, up dog, that's good. Last but not least, on the milk carton here at Missing Curfew, I thought the skills was great when you put a million bananas on it. There's always room for improvement, like our coaches told us. Passing skills competition, the one you're talking about, Kucherov. I get why Cooch was like, this is a stupid thing. It was a terrible skill. And yeah. I get it. It's the first time. But that one's got to go. And I think that was Kucherov sending a message to the league. You make me do this again, I'm not coming.
Thank you.
Because it was a bad, bad skill.
It's a bad drill.
Bad skill.
Now, in hockey, you pass to moving target all the time. No one's ever standing still. So it's a stupid drill to come and try to hit a square from the other side.
Yeah,
of the ice.
That's a good point by you. I'd rather have a skills thing where you get two other guys that do it and you come around, hit them there. This guy's got to hit him there. You got to go through this pylon, hit him there. Like, hit the guys moving. And it's a
that would minute, be great.
It's a 30-second drill. We don't want the boys to get bagged.
Yeah.
30-second drill. How many passes?
And it's maybe a judge's thing.
And you would see these all-stars, superstars, how crispy they can pass it.
Yeah.
When they start, because you know how much, it sucks standing there, but when you start snapping around, that's one of the best parts of the game.
So it would be, this is a great topic of conversation, Obes. I think you pick, out of that all-star group, you pick five guys. You can pick any one of them. Pick McDavid, obviously, but you know, all guys on your team. And then they are the ones that have to do like Canada Cup, and every pass from you needs to be crispy rice.
Yeah.
And then there's a out of 10.
Canada Cup's a great. That's exactly what I meant. Something like a Canada Cup.
Everyone's
but where you have pylons and you got to go through something else, you got to sauce.
It is better than those stupid bricks.
That's why Kucherov was like, "Are you kidding me with this?"
Okay, then let me ask you this. Let's just switch gears to one sec while we have some time and talk about. Did you see the Pro Bowl?
Love what the
did
Pro Bowl's
you doing. Did you see the. The long snappers, how they had to get it through the holes. It was great. Did anyone see the highlights? It's awesome.
Well, I think the NFL killed it.
They got like a 10-yard hut, and they hut it through different balls. Now, the one in the middle was the 5 banger, you know, it's like skeet. And then the one up top was like the 10, and it was just a little one. And the one over here is 3. And watching these guys just rip them through the holes was quite funny. But I bet you they loved it. Like, in a way, that's fun, but it's not too dorky.
Yeah.
The passing for the NHL is complete dork.
Yeah, I think what the NFL has done with the Pro Bowl has killed it. Flag football, A-Hall always says this to us too. What used to be pickleball, but now the fastest growing sport in the United States, flag football. Crazy.
I played it when I was a kid.
Yeah, you did.
Loved it. Yeah, I loved it. Started out as quarterback.
We're going to have a Missing Curfew flag football game. You'd be good at that.
Yeah, not now. That would tear a hammy. Won't be able to come on set.
That's
fella
true.
Tour. I haven't missed the fella tour with a torn MCL again. But
that's true. That was the milk carton. Listen, the guy who's, I don't know if I've ever been on the milk carton or ever will be on the milk carton is Sidney Crosby. Sid, man, the video of him up in Montana, Big Sky, or wherever he was, skating like that, like, what a national leaguer. You know, I asked Brady about it when at our party, and Brady's like, do you think he had that staged? I'm like, you know what, Brady, I think he's 36 years old. He's already had 5 days off. He knows he's coming here where he's not going to do a fuck of a lot. He needs to get the legs going because they're right back in it tonight. They play tonight, I believe. So, like,
it's a way that, listen, we talked about this yesterday, you and I. You know, at 36, we might think about doing this. At 30 or 25 or 22, there's no chance. On God's beautiful green earth, especially here in Scottsdale. It's not so green, it's a little brown, except the course. But we would have never thought.
Picking up ups.
But what I said is maybe there's a commercial set up up there. I mean, the rink looked cool, right? He's in where? Montana. He's probably at Yellowstone Club or wherever the hell he is. And, you know, I'm sure it's like, you know, maybe it's State Farm. Maybe State Farm's like, hey, Sid, bring the gear up here. Or Tim Hortons, right? Like, we're going to film you. This is our only time to get you. It's going to be a cool backdrop. We're going to bring a little couple kids in. I bet you see a commercial come out of that.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I mean, if you can make a little scratch during the All-Star break, why wouldn't you? But I just think for him, honestly, I think he just had to get the legs in. Because as I got into my 30s, where it started to come to an end for me, 2 days off felt like eternity, right?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
So for him, I think he wanted to get the legs going. I love that he missed the draft, too. He's just like, you know what, I'm not coming to the draft. But impressive stuff nonetheless, Updog. We'll be right back here at Missing Curfew, Fella. Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Welcome back to Missing Curfew. Updog, back up the Brinks truck, fella.
My man.
He's back.
Oh, he is.
Who is this guy's agent? Princey, look who up Jesse Puljujärvi's agent is. Who? How is this guy back in the league?
I don't know.
How did he get a 2-year deal? He was down in Wilkes-Barre. I thought he went back to Finland. I was like, listen, fella, you know, you came over here, you gave it everything you had. You got the worst style of the National League. You can't stick handle. You're the only guy to ever keep McDavid off the score sheet. And Kyle Dubas, listen, desperate times call for desperate measures. I get it. They're in one to make the playoffs down there. 2 years, $800.
That's crazy.
2 years. Just give him a 1-year deal. What are you going to give him 2 years for? Nobody else wanted him. There's nobody else that wanted him, was there? 2-year deal, man. I'm just like, listen, I'm sure he's a good guy. I love Finnish guys, starting with Teemu Selanne and Pekka Renne, Aussie Vanden. I love Finland. I played there for a short stint. But let's call a spade here, Updog. This guy is not going to come in and help the Pittsburgh Penguins get in the playoffs, and he's not good for escrow.
No.
He's just not good for escrow.
No. Listen, I don't know. How many lives does this guy have?
A million. Who's his agent?
He's a clock killer. Mark Lieto.
Mark Lieto.
Well, get on
him.
You.
Mark Lieto, get this guy a blue light.
Yeah, we need a new deal, too. We might hire you. It gives us something to talk about, laugh about.
But you know what? It makes me have to watch him play.
I know.
And I don't want
completely.
It. I don't want it. I like watching Pittsburgh play.
No, I don't like the style of play.
Wait till Carlson gets out there with him. He'll be like, what hand are you? You sure you're right-handed?
Yeah, exactly.
Try this left-handed wick. Like, if it didn't work with the...
Years, though, how hard did we have to try to stay in the game? Me specifically. What is this guy's reputation? Well, what's his... You know, they've all these analytics and stuff. And
his numbers can't be great. Can't be great.
No, he was given first-line opportunities playing with the two best players on the planet.
He's the only
and
guy
still couldn't stay in the league.
Keep McDavid off the score sheet.
Look, we're talking so loud now. Max is a Turner thing now. No, it's what that is it's absurd. There's so many guys that are on the bubble that, you know, are not eligible, that just have lost their you know, NHL, let's just call it their fucking Q card or whatever the hell it is. He has continually gotten another chance. And not only another chance, he comes in and gets to play on the top lines. You're right, Obes. I mean, you said it best. It's hilarious.
There's an old saying when you're 250th overall pick like me, there's a saying, once a first rounder, always a first rounder.
Yeah.
You think it's just because
I know,
was the third overall pick?
That never helped me. I had fucking 5 years of
750 games.
I know.
At the end, yeah, the major really earned it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but he should really have to earn it now.
I cannot believe they gave him a 2-year deal.
Like, and then he even held out 1 year. That's what even bothered me most, is that he held out.
Yeah.
He fucking held out of the Edmonton Oilers.
The PTO's got up, he fired up. Now I got
But like, you don't hold out when you got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. You fucking play. You're right. You go and earn it.
Yeah.
You didn't earn it ever. I think Connor likes him as a person, but he can as a player. Eventually, he had to go in and say,
yeah,
and I don't know
enough.
This, but eventually, they had to collectively be like, you know what, let's just replace him with someone else. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with, yeah, you know, when you do have the best team, and this is why, like, Edmonton still hasn't figured it out, but it took him so long to get rid of that player.
Yeah. Well, when you take him third overall, you know, even though like Kenny Holland didn't draft him, I don't know. Listen, and I'm sure he's a good guy because he wouldn't keep getting these opportunities. If we want to be positive for a second, I'm sure he's a good guy because he keeps getting opportunities. He must have a good attitude. I'm sure he works.
Yeah,
hard.
No, he does. He's
all those
gym,
Finnish
he's
guys work their bag off. So I'm sure that is. But I guess Kyle Dubas, I'll tell you what,
the style
you're gonna get me. You're gonna get me to tune in just because I want to see how bad he's gonna be. But maybe he'll prove me wrong. And you know what, Puljujärvi, I hope you prove me wrong, buddy. But 2 years, $850 million, back in the National League. Speaking of the National League, around the National League, up dog. Big news coming out of LA last week. We touched on, you know, what's going on there with Drew Doughty, and you know, I put Pierre-Luc Dubois on the milk carton, and then all of a sudden, boom, Todd McClellan out. Got to be honest, it surprised me. Their rebuild went so quick. I remember a couple years ago, Todd McClellan said, like, we're ready for playoffs. Our rebuild's over. And I was like, easy, Todd. Like, you could be getting a little ahead of yourself here. Prove me wrong.
No, they made
the playoffs back-to-back years. He's out. They've replaced him with DJ Smith as the assistant coach and some Hiller guy that's going to be interim head coach. But what did you think? I don't think he was the problem.
No.
I don't. And when Drew Doughty starts talking about players, I don't think it's head coach, man.
Yeah, you're right. I like Todd McClellan. I almost had him in Edmonton Obes, but I got hurt. And therefore, Peter Chiarelli was there. He got let go shortly thereafter. Dave Tippett came in and replaced him. Actually, I think it was Hitch first and then Dave Tippett.
Hitch was there.
But for me, you know, this doesn't fall on the coach. But what it does fall on is the organization bringing in the likes of Pierre-Luc Dubois and now trying to make it work. And when it doesn't work and you have a guy on an 8-year deal, you need to push blame and try to fix a season when it's completely not broken. And we do know this because it's only halfway through the season. You have to be able to fix what is going on in the short term. And the short term is our fan base cannot handle us making all these moves and not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So is it a shift in leadership? Yes, that's what we're going to change. Because you can't just start shipping guys out. You got Drew Doughty and Kopitar still. You know, Drew Doughty has a lot of years left. Kopitar maybe not so much, but he's still playing great hockey. Now is the time to sneak in and try to be a spoiler, because you look at the West, there is some great teams, but they proved last year they took Edmonton to game 7. If they can get through, was it 6 or 7? I think it was 6.
Yeah. Edmonton beat them in 6 last year, yeah.
But anyway, in saying that, they sized up to the Edmonton Oilers last year. Could have went either way. They were actually up 2-0, I think, on them in Edmonton.
They were up 2-1 in the series and then at home, and then they were leading 3-0 after the first. We were at the game, I think.
Yeah.
And then the Oilers came storming back, and the series was over. Corn dogs,
series
Jackie.
Over. So anyway, long story, cutting it short, is that this move, I think, is a short-term try to fix this now. And if it doesn't, it's going to be corn dogs in the summer. You're going to see some fireworks happening
in
Los Angeles.
And I like Rob Blake. We've talked about him the last couple weeks, and I love everything that the LA Kings do. I love the people they've hired. I love how they reward the guys who've won Stanley Cups there. I love the culture they've built there. I think Blakey's taking some heat for this Pierre-Luc Dubois trade. I think ownership's probably like, we're worse than we were. We just gave away 3 of our youngest best players, and now we're paying this guy 8 bananas a year, and he's not doing anything. So I think Blakey's like, listen, I'm going to fire my coach, take the heat off of me for a little bit, and see if I can get someone to come in here and rejuvenate this club. I just think it's unfortunate because I do like Todd as a coach, and I don't think he's the problem. But time will tell. I didn't see Stolle get behind the bench, maybe.
It's time.
Stolle, babe.
He's
get behind
his time.
Bench, buddy.
No, listen, Stolle, we love you on camera, but it's time you start snapping draws back
and
you're working on the power play for the boys.
I agree. Speaking about working on the power play, my old teammate, Sean Monahan, Montreal, which is one of the best cities, to Winnipeg, where there's lots of good stuff going on. They got a first-rounder for him to Montreal, so I think that's a great trade for Montreal. Sean Monahan went there, rejuvenated his career. I love this kid. Comes in and gives him depth down the middle. Bring some size. I think this is a great trade for the Jets. And the Jets are listen, they could be, they're as good as anyone. I guess what I'm saying.
He's just clipping off all these Canadian cities, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Like, what does he
Calgary,
got left?
Montreal.
He got Vancouver, Toronto, and Ottawa left. He's got 3 of the 6. And Edmonton. Fucking throw in Edmonton.
Don't forget about Edmonton.
A good player. He scored at a high pace. Now, mind you, he is missing Johnny Hockey. When Johnny Hockey was his line mate, I mean, Prince, you'd tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
2 of the best players. You could put him up there with fucking Leon and Connor, right? I mean, they were scoring at will. I mean, he had 40 goals a couple times, right? Good player, Winnipeg, man.
Battle some injuries.
I mean, heads up. You got a goalie like that. You got Connor. You got, you know, our the guy that I keep...
Let's go through their lineup.
Go through their lineup. I was going to say Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah. No, but that's because I always butcher those names.
I know. I did that on purpose because we were at the Waste Management fucked. Open.
Connor, Mark Scheffler, Vlardy, Perfetti, Sean Monahan, Ehlers, Niederreiter, Lowry, Appleton, and then Iafallo.
Yeah, see, that's... Guys.
I mean, listen, their top three lines are as good as anyone. I love that Adam Lowry. When you can have that Adam Lowry as your third line center, their big captain.
Playing with Iafallo and perhaps
he's playing with
Monahan?
He's playing with Appleton and Niederreiter right now, but Iafallo could easily jump up there and play on that third line, too. I'm kind of shocked he is on that fourth line. But Connor... Vlardy, and how do you say the centerman's name? Mark?
Scheifele.
Who's coming back from injury. He's got to stay healthy. Yeah, he seems as good as anyone. And you got Hollaback between
the
pipes.
Man, when he hit that guy behind the net in the playoffs, that was Evans. Still, guy's never the same, right?
Still think it was a good hit.
Me too.
Still think it was a good hit. Last but not least here around the National League. I think we touched on the Four Nations Cups, but let's touch on it again. Like, why not Six Nations? The fact that Germany and Czech are not in there with Drysdale, Pasternak having to be on the outside looking in. Anyways, it's going to be February 12th to 20th. Princey said it's Boston and Montreal. I hope it's Montreal. And I love Boston. Our headquarters there, maybe we can step in. But I was hoping for like a Vegas, New York
Boston, Montreal?
Boston, Montreal.
Montreal
would
be fucking
travel.
Fun.
Easy travel. Oh, Montreal would be great.
That's where we're setting up shop. We're going to set up in Montreal.
I just thought like they would go for kind of newer cities, right? Like Vegas or Dallas. I don't know.
It'll be interesting. It'll be great hockey. What I would have liked to seen is like, you know, if this is going to be something that happens every, say, 2 years or 4 years, you know, it'll be opposite to the Olympics. So 4 years.
Yeah.
Why not have like, you know, why not have it a Six Nations Cup to start off with, and then, you know, there's relegation. Maybe one team's in, one team's out for the next one, right? Like, if you don't qualify, team's gone. You're out of the Nations Cup.
Yeah.
Tighten it up.
I just don't know how, from the NHL's perspective, when you look at marketing and players, like, how could you get a tournament where you're two of your...
And Finland's in there.
Two of your best five players aren't in the tournament.
Finland's a tiny country, too, so it's not like you're attracting crazy viewership if you have Finland.
Yeah. If I was Gary Bettman, which I would never be, but I would just have a hard time being like, okay, so Drysdale's not going to play and Pasternak's not going to play?
So they just did like the Eastern Block and just had it like...
Well, I just think you throw Czech and Germany in there.
Nope. The Swiss. The Swiss can play on any team. They're like
the one country.
Yeah, they're the one country that just friends with everybody.
I'm not going to sit here and try to complain for the Swiss in this tournament. No. But I do like when they're in there.
Yeah.
I just, selfishly, I want to see Drysdale play for Germany. I want to see Pasternak play for Czech. And you had mentioned... back to the Olympics for the next two Winter Olympics. This is going to be unbelievable. And I heard a great comment from Sidney Crosby. They asked him over the weekend, like, you know, can you wait? You can't wait to play on this team. He said, I got to earn my way on this team, right? Sid will be 38 at the time. I'm sure he'll be on this team. It would be an absolute shock if he wouldn't. But I love that that's his mindset, that, you know, I still have to make this team. I cannot wait to see 97 and 29. We'll see it in the Four Nations Cup. But this is great. Like, you heard McDavid. He was like, about time. I can't wait. So this is awesome.
Yeah.
At Team USA, I don't know if it's just because they've been so great to us and we got to know these kids, but I mean, I can't wait to see Team USA put a team like the Tkachuk brothers on the same line, maybe. It's just, it's time up. It's so exciting.
It's exciting, yeah. I just think of three generations of Canadian legends, you know, or possibly, you know, growing into the legendary status of a Connor Bedard, but you have Sidney Crosby, you have Connor McDavid, you can even throw Nate MacKinnon in there. And then you have Cale Makar, and then like a new Connor Bedard maybe coming up in the ranks in a couple of years.
Bedard will be on the team 100%.
Yeah, so this is like, it's evolution at its finest. And it's about time that Gary Bettman and Bill Daly have figured this stuff out, because the Olympics, we need to be in it. Yes, it's in China, no TV deal over there, call it what it is before. But these players want to play. They want to play in their, they want to wear their jersey. But like you just touched on, heads up for the US of A.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out for three of the boys we missed on the fella tour that we couldn't forget about.
Our boys.
Our boys that came to the dinner.
Yeah, listen. Well, big guy PJ McKay.
Ah, Bubba Ganoush.
Doesn't miss one.
Should never forget you, fella.
We got Sheldon, Beauty, George, and our boy Maddie from
good
BM.
Guys.
But thanks for coming, fellas. You guys are the man.
Thanks for running that tab up on the boys. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys are welcome for dinner. The next one's on you, boys. The next one's on you.
When we get our pee-pee spanking from Nadia next week, I'll remember you boys all the wine they were ordering. But no, those guys are great guys. Sheldon, I love Sheldon, man. Every time I see that guy, his energy. You want to talk about success, just being a positive person. I think that's why he's been so successful in life. He loved our party. He said it was a great atmosphere. So speaking of parties, Up Dog, we're going to shoot some more content here today with the Hall Pass team and Princey. We got some national leaders coming by. Tomorrow, we're going to tee it up, weather permitting. And then Thursday, we're going to come in here and we're going to catch a buzz. We're going to bet on some games. We're going to enjoy what everything this sportsbook has to offer. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
First thing I got to do is get a Halls, maybe a shot at Crown Royal. But that was Mr. Curfew. Up Dog, you're the man. Hall Pass Media, thank you. Princey, get that phone humming. And DraftKings, thanks for having us. Fellas. Fella, we got to talk about Jägermeister. No chirping, no running its mouth. Let's just talk about the confidence on these guys.
Our friends at Jägermeister sent us this ad read to read on the show, fella. But they're confident that they said, don't do any of that normal ad stuff. Tell the listeners two things. Jägermeister's great, and everyone's been drinking it wrong. Well, if that's the case, how the hell do you think we should be drinking it?
Up Dog, that's a great question. Ice cold, fella. At 0 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact. Ice cold shots of Jägermeister. That's it, my man. That's all they want to tell you. Damn, that's cold.
Just remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York.